Chris Gardner speaking with Landy Smith. How do you feel? Where are you on a scale of 1 to 100%?
Right now, I'll say 50-60 around that area. I've tried to get on practice team a couple of times. I'll say at the experience that I am at, I'm still effective, but I'm not where I want to be, where I need to be. So.
Does that mean, are you experiencing any pain, or is that because of conditioning?
I don't think it's a conditioning issue. I'm experiencing some pain, and it's not healed to the point yet where I can push off on and stop and start cut, which are the main things in my game. So, doctor said as far as the bone, it's healed and it looks perfect. It's just, everything around it and from the joint being so immobilized for so long, feeling that kind of pain and discomfort. So it's just going to take time. It's taking it day by day, trying to work hard and rehab. It is that as soon as possible.
Coach Pender said that the bone is healed, but like you mentioned, there may be a chance that other parts of the foot may be injured if you come back too soon. Is that accurate?
I was out here practicing with the team and scrimmaging and everything, and the last time, and what happened was the top of my foot was starting to swell up, and I had the surgery on the bottom of my foot. So what the doctor was saying was my weight distribution and everything had changed, and I was overcompensating. So he's saying if I continue to do that, I might end up, causing a stress fracture on the top of my foot, which is something we don't want to do. So he told me to kind of pull back from some of the physical activity that I was doing.
Now, when are you going to decide yay or nay for this season?
I don't know yet, since the moment it happened, I've went back and forth in my mind every single day. One day, I need to just shut it down and just work hard for next year. And then the next day, I'm missing it, so I'm saying I want to try to hurry up and get back this year. So really my foot's going to determine that. If I don't want to put myself in a position where I'm risking further injury or making something worse. And, I want to be 100% out there. Like I said, last year I struggled with the ankle and the hamstring all year last year. And I was able to have a decent season, but I couldn't play the way I wanted to play. And that was really frustrating for me. So, I want to be able to play at 100% and play my game. So. That's going to be the deciding factor.
Despite that uncertainty, you would still pick first team all conference. Talk about that.
That's a great honor, and I was actually kind of surprised. I would say I'm probably my harshest critic. So I was disappointed in myself and the way things went last season. But still, 12.5 points and 5.5 assists. That's decent. So. I just felt like it was below my standards, just below the goals that I set for myself. So, I was pleased that, different people were able to see, I was still effective out there on the court. So I was happy with that.
Give your thoughts on what you expect from the team this year.
Well, we're a lot deeper than last year. At every position, we've got a lot more offensive power. I'm just waiting on the guys to, as a team, buy into the defense like we did last year. I think that really anchored us last year. That's what carried us through, especially the games where we didn't shoot as well. Our defense is what kept us in there. And I think some new guys, they're not accustomed to playing that style yet on defense. So I think once everybody completely buys into that, that's when we're really going to take off this year.
Thanks a lot.